Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Of course, Party Line presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Marshan's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding & Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Stoops, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Stoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Oh, I should have let you read those. How cool would that have been to have Ethan read those? Doggone it. Anyway. We're so happy. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We appreciate all of you. And please, you know, if you're listening, go check out our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't have a show. So we absolutely appreciate everything they do for us. And you might have heard that little chuckle in the background. We do have a guest in studio. It is Ethan Sheets, and he is the president of the Clinton Central FFA chapter. He's also the District 5 Sentinel. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Sneaking you out of school a little bit. Don't tell anybody. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's always good to have a reason to skip a little, right? Especially when it's okay to do so.
Well, I'm almost out of school. It's almost spring, winter break. So
there you go.
Winter breaks, I'll take.
See, and don't you get to that point where you're like, okay, where I'm close to break. I have a hard time focusing. Did you have that?
Yeah, and then, you know, senior year, so some senioritis is kicking in already. I'm ready to just stay home every day.
I love that honesty.
Just, don't act like your dad. That's all I ask.
Ooh, I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad. Not that bad.
Sorry, Craig. We love you.
No, and we want to hear stories, by the way, so maybe some of them aren't airworthy. I don't know. We don't want to get the law caught all.
I lived through it with him, so hey.
Again, Ethan Sheets is our guest, and we wanted to have Ethan in today because this weekend you are doing something.
Next Saturday.
It is the 20th. You guys are doing really something quite spectacular, or at least we're trying to pull it off, right?
Yes.
Okay, so talk a little bit about this Meals of Hope that the Clinton Central FFA is hosting.
So this Meals of Hope event, it's a community service project that we kind of did last year. It was a little, one of our officers last year graduated. She's like, maybe you can do like a little meal packing event. And I went to a conference in Washington, D.C. my freshman year called Washington Leadership Conference. During that thing, we did like a two-hour community service thing where we packed a bunch of meals. And I realized, okay, this is something I want to do. I've done this before. Maybe I can do something. So I messaged my leader I had during that event. It's like, hey, what's this company? Like, how did you guys do this? She sent me some information. And so I was like, okay, Meals of Hope. That's the company that actually we're partnering with. That they will send us all the supplies, all the things we need, and we'll pack them. Last year, we did it, and we did 10,000. That was the bare minimum you're allowed to do with the company. It was 10,000 meals. And we just did a simple one. The chapter did it. We invited some community members, and it went really well. We sent some out to some places here in Frankfort, a few places out in the county. And it was like, this year I came along, I was like, okay, I want to do something big. This is my senior year. I want to make an impact.
How long did it take you to pack just 10,000 meals?
A little over 2.5 hours.
So that's not bad.
Maybe a little bit longer. We also had a lunch with it. So I fed everyone there just to help people be motivated with it. And so this year, one thing with it is 50,000 meals. The place, the people, the company will do like a $500 like receipt thing for a Washington Leadership a sponsorship kind of, what's it called? Scholarships, yeah. And I actually got a scholarship that our chapter does that got me to go to WLC. I was like, maybe I can do this and I'll be the reason why someone else can go to WLC. And that's an experience
I
that I loved, so I wanted someone else to do it.
I love that.
So I talked to my advisor, and Mr. Burns, and he's like, okay, if we want to do this, you're going to have to sit down, you got to make sure you have the money, the people, and the places. And that's been my biggest things. With the 50,000 meals, the meals were cheaper, but because it's so much more, it still cost us a lot. Last year, it was almost $5,000. This year, it's $15,500 is what it's going to cost us. Luckily enough, we have amazing people in this community, and I've been calling people, emailing them every chance that I can get without school and all my extracurriculars. And right now, I'm down to only $2,000 left. And this is...
So wait a minute here. Mm-hmm. We are 2 weeks out, and we still need $2,000.
I am waiting on about probably 5 to 10 people to hear send me messages and give me responses. I do have someone who's a backup option. That's that they'll give us a little bit more. They already donated a bunch, but I would like my best not to ask any more.
Right.
Because we have amazing people, and they've done already enough. They already donated $2,000, so I'm not going to try to get more. If I have people who would... people said they're interested. I'm just waiting on like checks and emails back. So it's still amazing. I honestly didn't expect myself to raise almost $13,000 within the time I've had.
That's awesome, though. Yeah. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. And then the next part was the people. Because the lady I work with, I'm communicating with Meals of Hope, she said it's going to be about 100 to 120 people to make it last about 2 hours and not take us all day to pack them. So I was like, okay, how can I make this enough so I can get 100 plus people to show up? Well, last year with a few people, a handful from our chapter and a handful of community members, we had maybe about 30 people. It's like, okay, I got to go big or I'm going home with this. So as my resources would be in the District 5 report, District 5 Sentinel, I reached out to my District 5 reporter and said, hey, can you post this? And she posted my flyer, and I also sent emails out to all the advisors here in the district and said, anyone and everyone is welcome. Your community members, your other teachers from your school, parents, your students, anyone's welcome. We want everyone to show up, have fun, and make an impact. Because this is what we're doing. Is we're making a huge impact here in our community. So I reached out to them. I think I've got over a little over 100 people. So if anyone's here listening and wants to come out next week, December 20th, 10 a.m., Glen Central Junior Senior High School, Gym 2. Come on
out. It's in the gym, not in the ag room. I guess it's going to
take up almost the whole gym.
Yeah, the garage isn't big enough.
We have maybe, it's going to be like 12, 13 lines, which is 2 8-foot tables. So we're going to need space for all that. It's going to be about 180 boxes, but the boxes aren't too big. They're maybe a couple feet, like a foot by two. Like it's not huge boxes, but they're still 100 and almost 80 boxes.
Wow. Again, Ethan Sheets, the Clinton Central FFA chapter president, is our guest on Party Line today. And tell me some of the things that are going into those boxes.
So the boxes, it's one set of meal. It's I believe it's an apple cinnamon oatmeal. And so I don't know exactly how the magic with it is, but apparently there's 8 meals in one bag. I'm assuming when like it's dehydrated stuff, so I'm assuming they add water and cook it, it expands or like there's more stuff. But there's about 8 meals.
You don't want to eat dry oatmeal?
I'm not a big oatmeal guy, so I don't know for sure how oatmeal is.
Ooh, apple cinnamon oatmeal. That's good stuff.
It was kind of a Christmas thing. They said it's a little deal thing. It was a little bit cheaper for us, but also they gave us Santa hats for it instead of hair nets. And it was a good thing. It was, okay, because this is we decided December 20th because it's one of the free weekends our school actually has, no sports.
Sure.
Because it's the day after break gets out. And they're like, okay, this is perfect. It's Christmas time, and oatmeal meal is just because, like, people on Christmas morning, they have, like, a breakfast or something who can't, like, afford meals. And, like, they're going to food shelters or some places they need help with on Christmas. That, hey, they have a breakfast item, something that they can eat that's a nice and warm meal for them. So the boxes are going to be filled with apple cinnamon oatmeal meals that they're packing. And that's pretty much what's all in the meals. But that's what everyone's packing that day is 50,000 of those specific meals.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still, 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you really had a I know this is an undertaking, and I know you're like, oh, I can do this. So when you first started, you're like, piece of cake, we can do this. And now that we're getting close, are you like, what have I done?
It's been like a little roller coaster. Like, at moments, I'm like, oh, this is so much. I need to back out. I need to, like, take a break.
You can't back out now.
Yeah, I can't back out now. I already filled in my order form. I can't back out now. There's been moments I looked at my advisor and go, can I just give up now and call it a quits? And he's been, like, even though he's, like, allowing me to take control of this event and make this my event, something I'm making an impact not only in the community but my chapter and leaving my mark, he's been pushing me, making sure that I'm not giving up. I'm sending out those emails. I'm making those phone calls. And I'm so grateful for Mr. Burns, Mr. Orem, Mrs. Stover, all my three advisors who have been helping me out. And then also our alumni, anyone who's, like, helping me out, giving me contact information, phone numbers, emails, saying, hey, this person would be great to ask, or this person would be great to ask, or any supporters who just saw the message. And I didn't reach out to them, but they still sent a check-in saying, hey, we want to make a donation, or hey, we were going to come out that day. Anytime I saw that check or I saw that email saying to come out, I just felt so grateful that someone actually looked like they've seen my message and they wanted to come help out.
Well, we are in that mission that we saw mm-hmm. your message, and we are super proud of you, A, for taking on such a big project. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a lot of meals. So yeah. we're super proud of you and looking forward to it. So it's coming up on the 20th. What time should people be at school?
So the event starts around, I think it was 10 I put down. Yeah, 10 a.m. Yep. If you can show up at like 9:45-ish, I'm going to have me and my officer team. We're going to be out there, and we're going to send you to the lines and train you. If anyone shows up, and we give them a number, we should be done around noonish. And then afterwards, we have our lunch provided for people. This past week, our animal science and food science class here in ACT classes actually raised two pigs in our little barn. And we butchered them at Purdue, the butcher shop in Purdue last week. I actually was part of the food science class. It was really fun, but we processed it and made a bunch of pork burgers for everyone to have that day.
That's genius. Look mm-hmm. at you guys go.
So the only cost, particularly for food, was just raising the pigs.
Yeah, sure. What you have in the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
What a great project. Good for you. And I hope people will. I know the last $2,000, you kind of get to this, and people have already given and given. But, folks, if you are interested in helping, how can they get that money to you so you can finish this project out?
So you can make a check out to Clinton Central FA chapter and send it to our school corporation. I don't have the exact address, but you can just look up Clinton Central School, Junior Senior High School. Also, my email is on flyers on both our Clinton Central FA Instagram and Facebook. Clinton Central FA Alumni and Supporter Group on Facebook also posted the flyer. You can probably find it on my own Instagram and Facebook. You can probably find it somewhere. It's going to be posted probably almost everywhere. My email is on the bottom. I can repeat it for anyone. EthanS2064@gmail.com.
And we'll get that up on Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County mm-hmm. DailyNews.com. So do you have folks from other FFA chapters that are willing to come in and help as well?
Yes. I believe Prairie and Rossville from Clinton County are also sending some people to come help out. I have a few people outside the county from over in, across the district. I also have some friends over in District 4 I'm good friends with who are coming out to help out that day.
And do we have our students from our school? FFA kids, I mean.
Mm-hmm. FFA kids, I know I have a good amount. I've reached out to our NHS people and student council. One thing is, our small school, a lot of kids are involved in both activities, yes. So I'm just kind of preaching to the same people, but hopefully I have other kids coming. It doesn't help that our school is also doing some type of community service thing the day before, so I know some kids might be like bored of it and not want to help out, but I do have kids who would love to come and help out.
And adults as well. So if mm-hmm. you are a parent of an FFAer or maybe like Mel and I, past FFA members, we are going to try and come that day as well. We're working on it. I have family coming in, mm-hmm. but I'm going to see if I can bring mm-hmm. them too.
I mean, you don't have to be. If you don't, I'm not connected to FFA, I'm not too opposed. Healthy community people. I know some people in healthy communities because I'm in the Youth Rise program, and I reached out to them. They're bringing a handful of people. So you don't have to be connected to FFA. I want anyone from the community to come help out because this is impacting our community. So
it is. That is it. Absolutely. So do a lot of the meals stay here in our community?
I am trying to keep all my meals possible here within Clinton County. I've reached out and Kokomo Rescue Mission's taken some, but they were within 30 minutes from our school. So
oh, my gosh. Yeah. So really, because I know our community, we think Clinton County, but I think, our local area. Mm-hmm. So really, it's staying local.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep.
Awesome.
I'm trying to keep it as most local as possible. I do trying to send some to Red Cross, but they might send somewhere else. But majority of it is hopefully here, staying local. That's my next step right now. Is about have 100 boxes I still need to go find places for. So if there's any people who work with food banks, the food pantries here, please reach out to me. I would love to help out and give you meals. I have a few emails, but I've been kind of busy, but I'm sending all my emails out as soon as possible.
Sure. All right. And again, we'll put this up on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and people will see it there as well. I know that is what's coming up. Again, that's on December 20th, and that's at 10 a.m. at Clinton Central Junior Senior High School in the Gym 2 there, which mm-hmm. is that the new? That's the older gym of the two gyms now, correct?
It's the same gym, but it's the old one that's not been renovated.
Right.
Yeah.
The one it's because for me mm-hmm. and Melissa, it's a different entrance than what it was when we were in school there.
There's two entrances. You can go through our ACT shop on the south side. It's a big old garage door. There should be a small door or the new athletic entrance. People have been to it. It's on the north side. It's a big old grand entrance. It's hard to miss.
All right. Ethan Sheets again, Clinton Central FFA chapter president. And District 4 Sentinel is our guest on Party Line. And that's not the only thing you guys kind of have going on.
Well, you guys do all kinds of community service projects throughout the year, too. What are some of the other projects that you do besides this huge undertaking, which is amazing?
Our chapter, I think one of our greatest events, we do a lot of community service, I think, in our chapter compared to a lot of schools. I'm trying to think of something on the top of my head. I know we do a lot with Union Baptist Church up by Forest. We help out with the dinners they do. We go to the cemetery. We help out with that. Sherry Stowers, she's an alumni, and she has some grandkids and people related to our chapter. We work with her on Daughters of Revolutionary American Revolutionary, and we do some events with them. It all depends on times and whatnot. And also, our advisor, Mr. Stover, also is part of that organization, so we help out with them. Our chapter, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, because we do a lot of community service.
Well, I know you guys have, in the past, you've collected coats for kids. Adopted families.
Adopted family, yes.
At Christmas time, and again, like you said, going out and helping at the cemeteries. You guys have been there, helping reset stones, helping clean up cemeteries, helping put out flags during Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Just kind of everything.
Mm-hmm. We're a chapter and we're open book. If as long as someone reaches out to us and asks for help. As long as we can get a handful of people, even if it's just our officer team, we'll come out and help. We love to help out community. They do so much for us, especially if our alumni and supporters. We'll do anything to help out the people who've been helping us so much.
You know, this is December, but just back about a month and a little over, you guys were at National FFA Convention.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to convention this year?
Yes, I did. All 3 days our chapter went. It was fourth day, but that was just for... there was alumni who were getting their American degrees, but those people graduated about 2 years ago. So,
we'll talk about what you did at convention and what it means to you to be able to actually go check it out.
This National Convention, I love that it's here in Indianapolis, and it will be for, I think, till 2040. I think this year they decided they're keeping it here.
Re-signed the contracts, yeah.
So now the 2040. Originally it was 2030, so they expanded about 10 years, which was really great. Cause my goal is to be a future ag teacher, so that means I don't have to travel as far. But
I like it. Smart. Thinking ahead.
National Convention. Ooh, I remember when I first went, I think my 8th grade year, and because I was a junior high kid, they partnered us up with some officers at the time, and we went with them. And I remember going in that giant room and just seeing – a lot of people say it, but that wave of blue jackets, it's something different. Just seeing that being a part of this organization where the Practice Brother, this is another family, you can say, because it's all these people who are all here on the same conditions of being part of the agriculture industry and being the future leaders of a nation, pretty much. And I loved, you get little sign-up sheets and go around and you can get signatures from all different states. And I remember last year I did that, but also a little fun thing I did was apparently, eating breadsticks with nacho cheese is only an Indiana thing.
Oh, really?
Because I will go around and ask people, you mean breadsticks or marinara sauce? I'm like, no, breadsticks,
yeah,
with pizza, but you put in cheese. I got some strange looks from people when I asked that. But also just, at convention, there is these booths and, all these ag industries, the U.S. Army, all these colleges. Last year, because I was a junior, I went around and talked to these colleges because I'm a junior.
Yeah.
That's the time I need to do it. And then you have these workshops where I did a few. I did a bunch of Teach Ag ones. This year, the past 2 years, we reconvened and did their junior high thing because I was an officer. I had some junior high kids, and I took them workshops to experience some of the things that FFA is all about and see some leadership skills, communication skills. One thing is they have a scavenger hunt for these pens. You do these activities, and it was so fun. I always go around, and at the end of it, my lanyard was covered in pins. And afterwards, I'll put the pins on the inside of my jacket. And anytime I take my jacket off, it's just tinging around because I have all these pins on the inside. But there's it's hard to go over all this stuff because Indianapolis, if you ever go down there, it's full of FFA-related activities. I mean, there's tours of the zoo and the aquarium. There is community service days where they go to like parks and help stuff out. There is there's Lucas Oil filled with people for our sessions where they will represent all the people from all the different contests throughout the year. National officers, they'll give their retiring address where they'll it's all to explain, like they'll give a little motivation speech and like talk about their own life experiences and what they learned from it and how FFA members should take from that. And I also, this year, I'm a national FFA reporter, FFA in the USA reporter, so I'm making stories for FFA members across Indiana to represent national FFA. And this year, I got to take a tour of actually behind the scenes of Lucas Oil, of the newsroom up top.
Oh, how cool.
Their FFA like news place, and I got to meet the interview people, and it was actually really fun to see, and really cool to see all the cameras, and like it was like its own little news station hidden away that was like live reporting. I didn't even know. It was like FFA Live, I think it was called, and it was so cool, because I actually got on there the next day, and I watched the national officers the next year to see if Indiana's representative got it. Sadly, he did not. He was a good friend of mine, but it was fun to even watch it because I actually got to see some Indiana people on screen at the same time.
That's pretty cool. Now, I have to know, because you said you went to visit some colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about and made decisions about the end of high school and what you'll be doing next?
So I'm waiting to January 15th. That's when I hear back from Purdue University to see if I get in. And my goal is to study agriculture education there. And if not, my backup option is Huntington University up north to study the same thing.
So definitely ag teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because communications, ag communications, you could mm-hmm. be an ag broadcaster, you know, just putting in a little plug.
We need teachers.
Mm, well, we need broadcasters, too.
But, I mean, teachers help make more broadcasters.
Okay, true. All right, I tried.
True.
All right.
True.
Again, Ethan Sheets is the Clinton Central FFA Chapter President and District 4 Sentinel.
District 5.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
District 5,
yes.
Sorry, I don't know where my brain is. Blonde moment.
I mean, we are redistricting next year, so we will be District 4, but that's next year's problem.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, Indiana is redistricting, and we said 12 districts. I think it's now 16. Clinton County will be District 4 now.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, good grief. The districts are huge, and there's a lot of schools.
Especially down south, it'll take about an hour and a half to 2 hours to drive across the district.
Yeah.
So when district officers are going to chapter visits, or even state officers are going across the districts, they have to travel hours upon hours. When we had a few events down in the south part of our district, and our district president, she goes to Carroll, so it's about an hour and a half drive for her. And so when we had a late nights where we're getting out, last year at contest, we didn't get out till almost 10, 11 o'clock at night. She didn't get home till after midnight. Like it's definitely been,
that's a haul.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a political situation here in the FFA organization, but they have decided next year we are redistricting.
Hey, redistricting apparently is the political buzzword right now, right?
Yeah, but I think this in this case it would definitely be a wise move
and beneficial.
Because it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And down south, especially down south, there's no easy way to get anywhere down there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You have some FFA competitions that are coming up. Can you talk about how the members are preparing, and are you involved in any of those?
Yes. We're right now getting ready for LDE season, our leadership development events. It's coming up, I believe, it's end of February, start of March, I believe. And then we just finished up Parley. I know you guys are about to talk about that here soon, so I'll leave that for later. But a few things I'm involved is, for LDEs, I'm doing a thing called Premier Leadership, which is kind of similar to what I did last year, where I did, employment skills, where I did, like, an interview, resume, and stuff like that, because I knew something I needed to practice for my future. And then this year, it's pretty similar, but it's related to agriculture-related events. So I have to fill a form about my SAE, my supervised agriculture experience, a list of all my FFA activities I've done throughout my whole career. And then I'll go into a little interview room where they're asking me questions about ag-related things, FFA-related things, SAE-related things. That's one of the contests I'm doing. I'm also doing a thing called extemporary speaking, where I'll be put into a room and I have 30 minutes to do research on a topic and make a speech about that.
Now, explain that, because people might think that you've gotten your topic in advance, but they don't. He doesn't get that in advance. You just get it 30 minutes before you have to talk about it.
On the website, there's like some general topics of what it would be, but once I go in there, I could pull three topics and choose one of them. And that's the 30 minutes I had to study. So I had to be prepared in advance, like, okay, this is a related topic. Here's some websites relating to that topic. All these three LDEs I just mentioned I'm planning to run for state office here this end of the school year, so my advisors all talked to me, and they planned out that, okay, these are the LDEs I should do to help prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then another contest that's coming up in February, it's a meets quality and insurance exam, where we're debating which side we're doing, the 4-H or FFA side, where the 4-H side, you'll either side, it's where you go to the meat locker at Purdue. It's a little chilly there, but you have about, like, I think it's 40 different cuts of meat where you have to identify the primals, the species, and what type of cut they are, and how you cook them, dry, moist, or dry, moist, always so fun. And then, it's a little bit, and you also get 6 classes of 4 different cuts of meats where you'll judge them. Like, okay, this one, first place goes to my second one, third place goes to my fourth one, and so on and so forth. For each side, wait, kind
of just
differs.
Out of curiosity, what's your favorite cut of meat?
To eat?
Yeah.
Good ribeye steak.
Oh, you can't beat a ribeye.
Also, ribs are really good.
Ribs are good, too.
But to cook. What he's not telling you is that he is an amazing cook.
What? You have a hidden talent?
She's talking about I do barbecue contests for
4-H. Oh, I love that. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, fun fact is, this past year, I learned I've been cooking meat wrong most of my life.
Tell me more.
My dad loves it. He does not like anything red. It has to be straight, well done. Mm-hmm. He wants it like almost like cooked. And the longest time, I thought that was normal. I thought pink was weird and gross. And then I mentioned it in my food science class, and they all like looked at me like I was like some alien. And so one day, they were cooking steaks. I'm like, no, I'm cooking my own steak this time. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to make sure it's not well done. I can't go back. It was the best thing in the world.
It's so funny. My husband was the same way when I married him. And that stuff was tough. I'm like, what are you doing? You're killing it. He was already dead. And I'm like, no, you're making it worse.
Oh,
and
wait,
then
till I
we
see your dad.
Taught him the same thing you're saying. He's same thing. He's like, and now it's like he wants everything almost rare. I'm like, you need to cook that just a little more. Mm-hmm. So I've totally converted him as well.
Yeah. Well, that's back to where I was talking about my contest.
Yeah, sorry, we digress.
Yeah, it's fine. meats contest, yeah. Where it diverges from 4-H and FFA is the 4-H side, it's a little bit easier where you'll do reasonings on the classes you place. So, like, I place this class 2, 3, 1, 4 because this class, blah, blah, like, just placings. FFA side, it's where you get more of the industry-related activities where you'll grade the meat. Like, there's a lot of math involved. We did it last year. Truth be told, I didn't do great on it because I didn't know the math. But apparently, kids had cheat sheets. We didn't know we were allowed to bring cheat sheets.
What?
So I tried to memorize the math equations myself, and I bombed one portion but aced another portion, so it kind of evened out. And truth be told, I think almost every the past like 5 years I've done it, 4 years I've done it because this will be fifth, almost every single time, I got 14th almost every single time.
You're consistent.
I think first year got 17th, but the past like 2 or 3 other years, I got 14th.
Yeah, but now you can have a cheat sheet.
Well, we're in the air between 4-H or FFA side, so maybe back and forth.
Okay.
Half the team wants to do this, half it's that, so we're deciding.
Well, explain, too, though, in order to do 4-H side, you have to be a member of 4-H, whereas some of the kids may not be members of 4-H, but in our county, that's pretty much you're a member of both.
Yeah, if you're in FFA, you're more than likely in 4-H. Yeah. A lot of members are involved in both. If not, they're still just a member and they might not do much, but they're still both.
So Clinton Central, by the way, placed very well recently.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that in parliamentary procedures.
So our novice team did really well. I'm a part of the senior team. That one, that's...
I'm a part of the senior team, the novice team.
Our senior team was a little, it was kind of put together and... It's been a lot of them were new people because it's a requirement for officers to do it partly, and we had a lot of new officers this year, so they didn't do as quite well. But I'm still proud of them how well they did as a president. I've done it since I think eighth grade when I started, but I'm still proud of the
kids.
And
it gets tougher as you move up in the classes of age groups in Parley. It gets a lot tougher, and District 5 is probably. I mean, I may be a little biased, but.
It's
after
probably the most competitive district in the whole state.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Mm. Yeah, it's one of the toughest.
Especially in
everything.
Sure.
Not just Parley, but in everything.
Ethan Sheets is the Clinton Central FFA chapter president in District 5, District 5 Sentinel.
So I know a little bit about my district, but we're also probably one of the biggest like we have the most involved schools here is District 5.
Are you, is the Sentinel stationed by the door? I remember through this door past many friends of the FFA. It is my duty to see that the door is open and our friends are welcome at all times. I care for the meeting room and paraphernalia and assist the president in maintaining order. Is that still?
That's perfect.
That was 1988 right there. I'm bringing it back.
I'm impressed. 1988 is when my daughter was born, but that's beside the point.
We're showing our age, aren't we, Ethan?
So our novice team actually did really well. I'm actually so proud of my junior high kids. From my 7th graders up to my freshmen, I am actually really proud of what they've done this year, not just in Parley. But one thing that really helped out is, so our new advisors this year, Stover and Oren, took over Parley for the novice team. And almost every single day on like SRT, or student resource time, study hall, almost every single day that during the week, they were in there practicing, and they were studying, and they were going through. And I knew they were going to do pretty well. I know novice teams are a little less competitive here in District 5, but I knew they're still going to be pretty well. And when I saw that list, I kind of found out a little in advance just because it was hosted at Central. But I was so proud. Like, I can't express how proud I am of these junior high kids, how involved they are, not just in Parley, but other activities, and just wanting to be involved in my chapter, just showing up.
It's awesome to have kids that want to be involved.
It puts a smile on my face because I know a lot of the old kids, they got into this stuff. They do what they do. They do the contest they usually do. They call it, like, they show up to some events. They call it my junior high kids. They want to do this. They want to do that. They want part of this. Sometimes they get a little annoying when they're like, Ethan. And I just want to lay down and take a nap. But no, they're still bugging me. But
what? And it doesn't hurt that both of those particular advisors were on Parley teams as well.
Both of them were on Parley teams. Both of them, I think, not even 10 years ago. I mean, Oren graduated with my sister, 4 or 5 years ago? So,
right.
And then Stover a year or two before that.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's not been out that long either.
I think this might be a second or third year teaching.
You know, I can't believe we're getting short on time, believe it or not, if you can believe that. It's been so much fun talking with you. But there's a couple other things we still need to touch on. The annual fruit sales. I got my fruit the other day. My FFA member delivered it. How well did that go this year?
Fruit sales, it's kind of slowed down over the past few years, especially because a lot of older members are just, a lot of people, it's the same stuff over and over again. So our chapter
that's
has
what been, I want. I count on getting the same one every year. That's the one I want.
Some people have some different opinions about it, so it's always been a little like political thing, I guess you can say, within our chapter. Like, we talk about, okay, is this what we want to keep doing it? Is because this year, truth be told, I don't think we didn't sell as much as we usually do. The ag shop was a little less full than usual, but I think with this junior high kids coming up and being these high schoolers and what I think these kids can do, I think our chapter in general next few years. I might be graduating and becoming an alumni, but I'm definitely going to try to stick around as much as I can because I can't wait to see where this chapter
goes. And I get it. You know, things change over time. And this is, everything has to evolve and change. So maybe, you know, we'll see what happens. Also, I'm curious, you mentioned your SAE, Supervised Agriculture Experience. And when Melissa and I were in FFA, it was Future Farmers of America. It is not that anymore. It is just
the National FFA Organization.
The National FFA Organization. Talk about your SAE a little bit.
So I have a pretty simple SAE compared to most. I just have a sheep entrepreneurship, I guess you can say. At my house, we only have 3 head of sheep, but usually we have up to 8 or 10. It's been a little slow this year, especially because I'm about to graduate, so we don't need as much sheep. Me and my dad, we help raise them throughout the year. We breed them, we take care of them. Around fair time, we get rid of them for show. I show a county fair, and I show up an open class at state fair. And it's pretty simple, just going with the repeat, taking care of animals, getting ready for show. Pretty simple.
Simple now, because you've been through it so many times.
Yeah.
And it's nice that you can have one project that can kind of do 2 different organizations like that. So I know it's still a lot of work, though, and so we appreciate that. As chapter president, and Melissa might want to touch on this a little bit more than I do, budgeting your time, your community service, your school, your other things, competing.
Yeah, how this kid is not sleeping while he's driving.
I know, he might want to take a nap over here.
Because, I've known you since you were little. Your whole family, your sister included, you know, mom and dad, everybody's involved, grandma, grandpa, all of them. Everybody is involved in everything. And you just grew up that way. I know that's a lot of it. But you have a lot of drive and a lot of desire on your own.
Yeah.
So talk about how you balance everything.
Truth be told, a lot of people, when they saw me younger, I've been told they did not realize how much I've opened up my shell up I have in the past few years. From going from elementary to high school, there was a different, like, I know that's when COVID hit, was like sixth grade year, so, ooh, I feel old now because I'm a senior, but that was back in 2020, but it really opened up, I think, eighth grade year when I first started doing FFA. I mean, I wanted to do things. I wanted to do drama club. I wanted to play basketball. Like, I wanted to be, like, these things always interest me, so I tried them out. A lot of people, yeah, they think I'm insane for how much I do. My calendar is full 2 months in advance, sometimes it feels like. It's hard to get things because after this, I'm going to a basketball game to go manage for it. Like, I'm always busy doing something, but I got a look from my doctor when I told her I love to be busy. I strive in the stress, I like to say. It's just being a part of something bigger than myself, or being like a taking a spot into that leadership position, also really helped out. Like, being able to be someone can rely on, and being that leader and someone that a younger person can look up to, that feeling is hard. It's just hard to explain. Because I remember when I was in 7th and 8th grade, and I looked up to older members of my drama club chapter, that I'm still friends with to this day. I go hang out almost every other weekend with them. Just having that older person to rely on, I know personally how amazing it feels that, okay, I'm stressed out, or I don't know where I'm going, and I'm scared to talk to an adult. I have an older member. So being that leader, it feels amazing. Especially, I mentioned earlier, my junior high kids, it was awesome. It might annoy me sometimes, bothering me, but it's always nice being able to know that they look up to me and they rely on me. But with all my events from drama club, band, FFA, the robotics, student council, NHS, Youth Rise, other things I can't think off the top of my head, it can be stressful at times, but I do have those on my weekends. I always try to keep my weekends somewhat filled, and I'll go hang out with friends. Like, I always do something to cool off at times. I know there's days where I'm stressed out and I just want to lay down, but it's always good that I always have people I can talk to and just rant off about what's going on. It's always a good time to just relax, because it can be really stressful at times where I am getting close to just screaming at someone. I'm like, okay, that's when I need to step away, because it's being built up. But in the end, being involved and going to these fun events, or putting on a show, or performing at a concert, or just being involved, it's just an amazing feeling. Especially, I like to admit that my class at Glen Stuff right now is probably, it's a really great class. Our class is breaking school records left and right. Our band's probably one of the best bands we've had in years. Even our director said that today at school. It's just being involved in a successful thing. It's amazing being successful. That feeling of enjoyment and excitement.
To be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I will say you are an amazing influence, and there are kids who look up to you, I know, in school. But there are also kids that look up to you in other schools, and you know one that I'm talking about because I know him very well. But, you know, my grandson doesn't go to Clinton Central, but he looks up to Ethan and follows his example quite a bit.
Well, Ethan Sheets is the Clinton Central FFA chapter president and also District 5 Sentinel. Again, coming up on December 20th, it's Meals of Hope. And if you have just a couple hours that you could come and help fill these boxes, we would greatly appreciate it. We're going for 50,000 meals. 50,000 meals. That's so many. And just a reminder, too, it's at 10 a.m. if you could meet about 9:45 there at Clinton Central at Gym 2. If you just get close to the building, I'm sure somebody will help you and direct you in the right direction if you are not necessarily from that area. But all you have to do is get to Clinton Central, and they will direct you. You can go through the ag doors or through the north end doors down by the gym, and you can find us there. So 10 a.m. on the 20th of December, and we're looking forward to that. Again, he's still looking for a few donations as well for food. We've got about, what, $2,000 left to go for food from the $15,500 he's needed to raise. We're down to about $2,000. So that's pretty impressive. So if you are someone that would be willing to donate to that as well, you can let us know here, because Melissa is very connected to the FFA. She could get it to him. You would need to make checks payable to the Clinton Central FFA chapter, and you could drop it off here at the station if you'd like to, or you can mail it to the Clinton Central FFA as well out there on State Road 29. And they would, you know, get it to the FFA chapter. Anything I'm forgetting about the 20th?
Free lunch.
Free lunch, there you go. Free lunch as well if you come out and help that day.
Of course he's going to think of food.
I love it. A man after my own heart. There we go.
Pork burgers that are cooked right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you cooking too?
I'm not cooking. I'm in charge. I think we're getting Ronnie Oram to come help out and cook. That's awesome. What the plan was.
Yeah, that'll be a good
Ethan,
job for
thank
him.
You so much for your time. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Thank
we
you.
We hope to see you out there on the 20th. Mm-hmm. And if you have some time, come and join us as well. You've been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.